The next patient is Jean Montgomery. The last name is Montgomery. White female patient of Miss Brittany King, PA, that was referred to this office because of the presence of CKD stage 4. The patient has a history of a very aggressive diabetes mellitus that has had manifestations in the eyes. The patient has aggressive retinopathy that is followed very closely by the ophthalmologist. She's receiving intraocular injections on a regular basis. And the patient has peripheral vascular disease that at one time was intervened by Dr. Chimchak with a relief of the pain. The patient decided to change the lifestyle. She went into the low sodium and a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, and most importantly, the plant-based diet. And today she comes for a follow-up. She has lost 5 pounds. She is feeling better. And in the laboratory workup, there is evidence of improvement in the serum creatinine. It was 2.1, is down to 1.78. The estimated GFR had changed from 23 to 30. And the fasting blood sugar has been under control. The protein creatinine ratio remains elevated at 4.1 grams per gram of creatinine, which is a nephrotic range proteinuria. Now that the patient has recovered kidney function, we are going to start her on the SGLT2 inhibitor, Jardiance, 10 milligrams every day. We gave her a list of the side effects, and mainly she has to follow the body weight in order to be able to adjust the fluid intake according to the body weight. The patient understood, and we are going to follow her very closely. Period. I have to emphasize that we are going to keep the patient on losartan 50 milligrams due to the fact that the blood pressure has been under control. Plus, I am going to start the patient on Jardiance. Period. The prescriptions were sent to the pharmacy. Number two. The patient has anemia. This anemia is followed at the Florida Cancer Center. We have to keep in mind that the iron is low, but she has appointments every 2 weeks, and I'm sure they will take care of that that condition. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C went down to 7.1. which is commendable, following number. The patient has a history of hypertension. The blood pressure log that she has is with a systolic hypertension below 130 most of the time, and in the 60s, like the diastolics. The blood pressure reading in the office was 155 over 59, and remember that we know that the patient is in a low sodium diet and she is losing weight. Overall, the patient has improved. We are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. The prescriptions were sent to the pharmacy. We invested 18 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.